Welcome to Hopscotch.
Welcome to Hopscotch. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And it's been a little while since we've...
It has. We were about to go into our vintage baseball tournament.
That's right.
And we had it about 2 weeks ago, so...
It was a fabulous tournament.
It was
a fun tournament.
It was
one of the best ones we've had, not just for our team, but for the organization as a whole.
Yes.
It was a very enjoyable weekend.
It was.
And I personally had a great time. I had both my sons working.
They were working the games, too. That was a lot of fun.
They were working the games. They were both in uniform, mm-hmm. working the scoreboards, covering the bats.
Both of them worked very hard.
They worked hard, and we had a great time. And we were rewarded with a little balloon ride.
Yes. Now, that was great. So, it's the Genesee Country Village and Museum, just outside of Rochester, New York. And we talk about it almost every podcast. We play vintage baseball out there, 1866 rules. We have a lot of fun. And the whole village is one of those living history museums. They have the homes and the buildings from that period and people in costume, and they interpret the history of the era, and that's part of what we do with the baseball program. And one of the things is the hot air balloon, right, the Intrepid.
It's the balloon.
Right.
Which in the Civil War, it was the first air reconnaissance. They would send hot air balloons up into about 1,000 feet in the air, and they actually had them tethered to the ground mm-hmm. and ran cables for communication.
Right, yeah,
they had a telegraph back up and down, troop movements, and it was one guy in a wicker basket about twice the size of a laundry basket.
Now, how high did you go when you went up?
We went 275 feet up.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
I was rather uneasy.
Uh-huh. Not terrified.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to, play it down a little. I don't do heights well.
See, I didn't know that. And for as long as we've had the balloon out there, which is, what, 3 years now?
You've
been dying to get in that balloon.
Of course.
I had no idea you were afraid of heights.
I am afraid of heights. I get vertigo.
Oh.
And
here you had a free-swinging basket.
I'm hanging in a wicker basket from a balloon.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. How are the boys?
Billy was as terrified as me, and Jacob loved it. Had a great time. It was wonderful, and he's jumping around and shaking in the basket, and me and Billy are like gripping on the poles, and it was fun. We had a good time.
The photographs are terrific.
Okay,
from that vantage point,
and that's the reason.
I know that's why you wanted to go.
I was a little disappointed that we couldn't see the our stadium that we play most of our baseball games
in. The only known, as far as we know, recreated vintage field in the country.
Yeah, it's the only baseball stadium created in the likeness of the 1880 style.
Right, right.
It looks like the old, when we were growing up, the old Knot Hill gang.
The Knot Hole gang.
Knot Hole gang, right.
Yeah.
And you would see the whitewashed wooden walls, and that's exactly what it is. Right. And it's something out of, baseball.
Norman Rockwell
painting. Exactly. Yeah. That's probably the best way you'd put it. It's like a Norman Rockwell painting. The atmosphere is fabulous.
It is. The whole presentation is very good. We started about the tournament. We ended up, we didn't score a lot of runs,
but we had a very good
tournament.
And we were 2 runs away from going to the finals.
Game number 4. We're 3-0.
We were 3-0. We were down by 2 runs.
2 runs.
Going into the bottom of the 9th, and we had our top of the order, 1, 2, 3, up to bat.
You looked directly at me when I came out the field, and you said, "Where else would you rather be?"
Exactly.
Thank you, Marv Levy.
Yes, I know. Where else would you rather be? You've got your best hitters coming to bat.
Yeah.
You're down 2 runs. We won every other game, mm-hmm. and this is to get into the finals.
That's right. We had to win this to get it, because we weren't going to get in on run differential. We knew that, because we didn't score a lot.
We had to be 4-0 to get in.
And what happened in the bottom of the 9th?
We went out 1-2-3.
1-2-3. Okay.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. The point was, it was a fabulous tournament. I had a great time. You had a lot of fun.
I did.
The boys had fun. The ladies had a wonderful time.
You umpired?
I umpired a game.
You had the boys working
games. I had the boys working in 3 games.
I announced 3 games.
You announced 3 games. And we did more than that.
We brought cupcakes.
We brought cupcakes, and we had a band play.
And we had a band. Yeah, we had a little kind of a banquet, if you will.
Yeah, I even went on a diplomatic mission.
Yes, because last year we were supposed to award our friends from Woodstock, Ontario, a couple of growlers of beer, and I guess they only got one, right?
That was right.
So you and our teammate rectified that situation.
Yeah,
in fact, what you gave our Canadian friends was
the Intrepid Ants.
Oh, they've come to every single tournament we've had, and this was our 14th one.
No, I thought this was our 12th.
This is our 12th one. You're right.
12th tournament, 14th season.
I've been playing 14 seasons. Right.
So this is our 12th tournament, and they've come to everyone.
Every single one. Right. So it was the Intrepid Ale.
It was the Intrepid Ale.
We've talked a lot about the Fat Ox Ale.
This beer is new to us. I don't think either I nor you have ever even tasted this beer.
I have not. Generally, I could take or leave a wheat beer, and that's what this is. But we felt it's summertime. It's summertime. We could do the Fat Ox, but you know what? Why don't we do this one? We've never tried this.
You're going to get our actual initial taste from this beer. So
I think it's time to
crack it open. All due respect, I will grab the old growler and give it a pop. Hold the glass out here for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good pour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fast one.
Second pour is a little quicker than the first.
All right, so it's definitely a wheat beer.
It's a wheat beer, but it's not a light beer.
It's not thin.
I was going to say, you can't see through this beer. It's got a heavy golden color to it.
Yes. There's a little bit of lemon I smell in it.
Yes. Definitely a lemony scent to it.
Mm-hmm. I take or leave a wheat beer. I prefer the ambers, which is why I like the Fat Ox. So whenever we're there, I always have that. So I've never really paid attention to the Intrepid Ale. Obviously, it named for the balloon.
Yes, it was named for and launched with the balloon.
Yes, same here. And this is also a CB product.
It is.
Yeah. Well, all right, my friend. Oh, you can taste the lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's very good.
This is a good beer.
This is definitely a summertime beer. It's citrusy.
It's a citrusy.
It's creamy, too, at the same time.
I was just going to say it's a... Not creamy like a heavy cream ale.
No.
But it's a smooth, not an ounce of bitterness to this.
No.
I would liken it to a lemonade, but not a bitter lemonade. It's a hint of sweetness to it.
A little bit, yeah.
This is tasty.
It's very good.
Yeah, very lemony. I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. This is certainly a summertime beer. The Fat Ox, which is... one of our favorites.
It's a year-round beer, let's face it.
It is, but it's much heavier than this.
Oh, it is much heavier. The fat...
It's hard to drink a growler of, but we've done it.
Here's the thing about this. The Fat Ox, it's a very good after-game beer. I would call this an in-game beer.
Yeah.
I could easily sip this on the sidelines whilst playing.
If we... were allowed, I could see it too.
It's a refreshing, cooling, easy drinking. This is a tasty beer. Literally, this is a nice summertime outdoor beer. I'm not going to say it doesn't have a strong flavor.
Oh, it's very citrusy.
That's what I mean. I'm not going to say it's too lemony because it's not, but you can definitely taste the lemon.
Right.
And it's light in flavor. It's got a little hint of, I don't know, it's a nice sweetness to it, maybe a little honey or vanilla or something
it
like
could
that.
Could be honey, yeah.
This is a great beer.
Oh, this one's terrific.
Mm. It's an easy drinker. It
sure is.
Needs to be poured again in my glass. I don't know about you.
Well, we do have a number of things lined up for... podcasts Thanksgiving.
Right? A lot. But going back to this particular podcast, I'm pleasantly surprised by this beer.
I am. This is very, very good.
This is a good beer, and it stands by itself. Mm-hmm. It's not, well, yes, it is. It's Fat Ox's little sister. But it's not, you know, it doesn't suffer. It does stand up on its own. It's a good beer to drink. If people like this style of beer, it's a good beer to have.
Yeah, well, my friend.
Jim?
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you. Happy Labor Day to all.
So we'll be back again soon with probably some kind of a whiskey. Bill, thank you again.
Jim, thank you.
And this is Hopscotch World. Thank you very much for listening.
All right.